Welcome to Tony TV. Inspiring people across the planet to be a little kinder and a little more gentle with each other. Delivering inspirational TV, one story at a time, from my lounge to yours. I'm your host, Tony Lontis. Good evening, America. Good morning, Australia. Lunchtime here in Australia. And you're listening to Radio Tony, and this is Everyday Business. And today we have an amazing girl to speak to. Her name is Tamar Helle, and she's an entrepreneur based in Shanghai, China, and also the COO of a digital company called Genius Encel. Pardon me. She helps Fortune 500 countries in Asia generate leads from LinkedIn. She is co-president of LinkedIn Local Asia, and she's created a network of companies made up of LinkedIn lovers embracing the original idea of the LinkedIn Local, and more about getting to know the person and the business behind the profile. Tamar founded the LinkedIn Local Shanghai community, which has now more than 3,000 members and making it one of the most professional and active networks in China. And today we want to talk about the birth of digital renaissance. And I have to say that in my own personal business journey, I started out using Facebook as my primary platform. And in 2020, I've discovered the amazing power of LinkedIn for business. And so I would like to encourage you, this is an important conversation to have today with Tamar, because she's an expert in her field. And for those business owners listening today, we want you to know just about how to get the most out of LinkedIn. So over to you, Tamar. Thank you for coming on Radio Tony today. So let's start by talking about your journey, because you're a beautiful American girl who has been all over the world and ended up back in Shanghai. So how did that happen?
Thank you so much for that wonderful introduction, Tony. And thank you for the lovely compliment. So I've been around the world in many different countries. I also lived in Spain before, originally from Silicon Valley. So I'm a California native through and through, but yeah, life called me to China 4 years ago.
Yeah,
I came here like most of the foreigners, teaching English to start my adventure. And from that, I got back into my entrepreneur journey, which I had started in California. And it led me to meeting my current business partner, who's amazing. And we started this digital agency. He pivoted from e-commerce, which was huge here in China, still is. Yes. And we both saw an opportunity for LinkedIn. And I never thought I would be doing this, but here I am. And now we're working with Fortune 500 companies and small to medium enterprises as well. And I think we're the only ones in Asia really specializing in this. So it's quite a unique niche to specialize in.
Well, congratulations, Tamar. That's a wonderful success story for us to hear. And as you know, I'm pretty passionate about LinkedIn, especially for its connectedness to other business, the quality of the posts and the information that you find on LinkedIn, and its power to generate leads and business. So with that in mind, what made it such a powerful platform for Asia and China in particular?
That's a really good question. For people who aren't super familiar with the Chinese landscape, especially with social media, every Western social media is blocked here except for LinkedIn. Everything else, if you want to access it, you need a VPN, which is a virtual private server that, you know, you can just turn on your computer, your phone. So of course I can still get access to Facebook and Instagram and things like that, but LinkedIn, I don't need that. So as far as business, that's why it's so powerful, because it's a bridge into China for people wanting to do business here. And it's a bridge out of China for Chinese companies looking to globalize and get more in touch with multinational companies and just create new business opportunities. So in China, it's very special. There's a few restrictions.
Yes.
There's no video allowed. Posts they've taken off because there were a lot of scams. So the government said, we don't want that. And then you can't post events as far as the events feature. But of course, there's many different ways to get around that. Other than that, LinkedIn is pretty much the same here. So it's quite a unique, it's a very unique social media platform to get in touch with decision makers in China.
So I knew about social media being blocked in China. I actually had no idea till I spoke to you originally when we talked on the phone that China allows LinkedIn. So that's an important thing for businesses around the world to recognize that they can actually interact with China and develop those business collaboratives and connections and relationships with Chinese businesses, and LinkedIn is the way to do it. So I when I was stalking you on social media and across the web, I happened to look, you've got a wonderful company website, but actually, the thing that I found most helpful and brilliant was your blog and your blog page, which has all these amazing articles on LinkedIn, LinkedIn results, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So can you tell me how that came about? Was that part of your business, or did you do that just to help some of the people that you work with?
Great question. Well, actually, I have to confess that I cheated a bit for now, because I do have lots of blogs and articles on LinkedIn, but they're a bit different. And the ones currently on my website, just to get it going, because I just did a rebrand, is actually all from my business partner. And it was from his brilliant mastermind about ranking well. So the idea is, and this is a service we offer as well for people, is SEO for lead generation. Because when you pay for ads, for example, maybe you'll have a return on investment, but it takes a while and it can get quite expensive. So one of the easiest hacks for people to do that most people don't know is you have to be consistent with blogging. You have to make sure you have the correct keywords, as well as good value added for people reading. And then what we do is we promote all his blog posts on LinkedIn. So there's a lot of cross traffic. And within, I don't know, maybe 2 or 3 months, he was already ranking really high. If you do a search on Google, for example, about LinkedIn tips. So doing that helps us be positioned well and really show that we know what we're doing. But at the same time, so many people from our LinkedIn local community kept asking us about questions for LinkedIn. So now it's easy. We just send them a URL and say, here, there's lots of answers to your questions on this blog.
Yeah. It's a really great blog full of wonderful information, tips and tricks. And I'm finding it interesting that each portion of what you might use in a business, for instance, blogs, that there is like a social media science around getting those blogs read, getting them rated on Google, making sure that the SEO and Google, the little robots or whatever they are, find your articles. And I didn't realize that between all of the things that you do, they all add up. So if you want to start blogging as a business, there's a very valid reason for doing it, isn't there, Tamar?
Absolutely. And something that people are maybe not aware of, especially in today's day and age and how cross traffic works, is you really should be blogging mostly for lead generation. It's not just this term of SEO anymore. That's not enough. You have to be doing cross promotion, cross traffic, positioning yourself well, but also having something that incentivizes people to get in touch with you and book a call, for example, and start that sales funnel.
Yeah, and it definitely works, Tamar, because I've had direct contact from blogs that I've done via the website that have automatically, obviously, shared to LinkedIn. And so it is a wonderful lead generation for a business to consider. And it applies to all businesses. No matter what you do, you will find that there's something that you can blog about that you can have on your website, but link it to LinkedIn and all your other socials, and you'll find that that's how people will start to find you. And it does take a little while, doesn't it, Tamar? It's kind of a few months before that sort of generic contact starts happening, but it does happen. So there is a business reason behind why people blog. And so the other thing that I wanted to talk about is the concept of lead generation via LinkedIn and what your recommendations are around lead generation using LinkedIn as your primary platform.
Yeah, great question. I think most people make the error of going too wide and too big at first. It's just like how people forget that they need to also specialize in their companies. Yeah. I come across so many digital agencies as well that do everything, and you don't really understand what the value proposition is. So it's very similar when you do lead generation, especially on LinkedIn. It's much better to segment or even niche down. Think about your perfect client, your avatar client, that the profile, what drives them. And then from that, you can create a really specific search criteria. LinkedIn is so powerful with the search. It's almost like a miniature Google. And because
exactly.
Yeah, because Microsoft bought it over about 2 years ago, the algorithm and the AI, it's so powerful. Uh-huh. It's incredible. So that people must take advantage of this wonderful technology that LinkedIn, you know, is correlated with. And when you do a search in the search bar, for example, you want to be looking for decision makers. And when you get in contact, people forget this as well. This is another mistake that I see time and time again. They try to sell people right away. Yes. But LinkedIn is, it's not B2B, it's not B2C, it's H2H, human to human.
Yes.
And what people need to do is they need to approach other humans as a human. They need to start a conversation. And it could just be as simple as adding a quick little note like, "Hi, Tony, I found your profile really interesting and I would love to join your network." And then that way you can start having a conversation, seeing if there's synergy. I like to also approach messages in a more of a spirit or tone of collaboration. I found that gets a lot more response and people willing to have a conversation with you. And then you go from there. But it really is about creating a relationship. It's just like going to a networking party, but online. Yeah. And if you start pitching someone right away at a networking party, they're going to be turned off. But if you start having a conversation, you know, you're sipping on your cocktail, having a conversation and finding synergy naturally, LinkedIn can do the same for people looking for leads.
And it does it really well as compared to the other social media platforms.
Oh, yes.
And so with the world under a COVID crisis, generally speaking, there's an opportune time for businesses to connect with other business and just ask, how are you doing? Are you okay?
Yeah.
It's as simple and straightforward as that. And speaking of COVID, Tamar, and knowing that you're in Shanghai, China, how do you think the virus has affected the interactions on LinkedIn? Do you think that LinkedIn has shown the growth that I think it's shown a massive growth and a massive interaction, but are you seeing that as well?
Well, besides this month where I think some people are kind of checking out and taking a bit of holiday, this has been one of the most, the highest times for attention online in the past, maybe in the past 5 to even 10 years. And that's because so many people were home. So while people, you know, are facing this pandemic and this, this crisis, there's two ways that you can approach it. Either you can look at it as an opportunity, Or you can look at it as a challenge that's going to crush you. And for my business partner and I, we chose to look at it as an opportunity. And we just really doubled up on LinkedIn.
Yes.
We saw that there was higher attention. We were able to have lots of Zoom phone calls and new opportunities that we might never have had because people had time to really consider our offer and think, oh yeah, I do need help with my lead generation, or I'm not really sure what I'm doing on LinkedIn. I would like to engage with your company. And what's great about this time as well is that so many people started posting more content, becoming thought leaders in their niche. And that is something that LinkedIn started encouraging several years ago, but we didn't really see it take off until this year. So it's a very unique time. And, you know, you mentioned a bit of the digital renaissance.
Yes,
this is what is creating the digital renaissance. And if people pivot and people understand how to embrace this unique time, I really believe they're going to be okay. Yes, we're all going to face challenges.
It's going to be tough.
Yes, but I think that more economic crisis is coming, unfortunately. However, if people plan and prepare now and they have that mindset to take advantage of the opportunities they see, especially on LinkedIn, this is your time. This is really your time.
And if you've never thought as a business that you need to have a digital presence, absolutely now is the time to get your digital presence working for you. And again, one of those key tools would be LinkedIn. And I don't know how many times I've had the conversation recently where people have said, oh, I'm on Facebook, I don't worry about LinkedIn. But from my perspective, after having spent the majority of the first part of my business life in business on Facebook, then jumping on LinkedIn and starting to discover its ability to connect with other business people, far more powerful, I think, than Facebook is in terms of business. Yes, Facebook has a massive platform and everyone is on Facebook, but I think that LinkedIn will become that same platform for businesses. It's just that people don't realize, I don't think, Tamar, that they do have a powerful networking platform in LinkedIn, and it has so much capacity and it's business driven, whereas Facebook is a lot of things, whereas LinkedIn is very business driven. The relationships are more professional, the connections are much better, and the information that you see and hear on LinkedIn is of a superior level. There's not one day when I don't jump on LinkedIn and learn something new. Some little tip, some little trick, someone's live presentation. It's a very powerful platform. And so, Tamar, your company, you partner with small, medium, and big corporations to help them develop a LinkedIn strategy. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And to your point previously, too, before I answer that in depth, you're so right, Toni. I mean, people don't realize, like, in the U.S. right now, it's the number one user base of LinkedIn. However, in the next 12 months, it's estimated that China will become the number one user base. I mean, it's about 60 million users right now, 5.15 million decision makers who are active and are
just
bilingual.
Just from China?
Just from China.
From China.
Okay. And 97% of most, you know, activities going on LinkedIn is B2B activities. So, so you're right. You're right. And I really hope that people recognize that, especially more so this year when business is being conducted a lot more online than ever before.
Yeah.
But yes, my company, so we do two main things. We help with lead generation. And that's more like the back end where we're helping companies send direct messages, sending a nurturing sequence of messages, getting in touch with their desired targets. It's really interesting because we have like very specific processes. We kind of joke, we want to be like the McDonald's of LinkedIn because everything has a structure, a purpose, a process, and it can be repeated across industries. So we actually work with lots of different industries, but it's the same process. And then on the front end, where everyone is seeing
stuff.
Things, mm-hmm. It's the content creation. So we handle all their content creation according to their offer, and yes. We help them increase their inbound marketing, creating really this thought leadership. Yes. And we always put a call to action inside their posts. We uh-huh. help them increase their engagement, their visibility. So it's quite unique. And then very soon we'll be shifting into, like I said, SEO for lead generation. Yes. And that would be more of blog creation and doing uh-huh. a cross or integrated strategy with LinkedIn. Mm-hmm. So those are the main things that we do. And we only focus on lead generation.
Yeah. And again, you could be a publisher, for instance, who helps people publish books. You could be a corporation who has a suite of services that help businesses in a certain way. You could be a website developer. Any known business, they can still follow those same strategies that you and the company can do for them, Tamer?
Yeah, I mean, it's all... We offer so many different things and it's things yes. that people can do themselves, right? So it really depends on what people
So
people
you
want.
Can offer yeah. advice and tips and help people in that way, but you can also deliver the done for you processes for
correct
small to medium and corporations.
Correct.
And so around the posting strategy, mm-hmm. what's your recommendation for business posting? Is it daily? Is it weekly? What's the strategy?
Good question. We recommend at least 3 times a week, so uh-huh. 12 posts a month. Yes. And when we are just advising people in general, giving yes. a webinar or a free 30-minute call, we'll mm-hmm. tell them, create an editorial calendar. Take one Sunday afternoon a month and set yes. up your whole editorial calendar mm-hmm. with 12 posts. Because if people don't do that, it's never going to happen. And that's yeah. why, as well, we make sure that we offer that service at the basic level for yes. our clients. But for people who are doing it themselves, at least 3 times a week, 5 mm-hmm. times is better.
Yes.
Because if you're not consistent uh-huh. in your posting, then the algorithm won't honor what you're doing. Uh-huh, I have so many people uh-huh. who ask me all the time, like, why am I not getting engagement, or mm-hmm, why am I mm-hmm. barely getting any interactions? Or and when I go check out their profile, they're only posting once a month or once okay. every 2 weeks, and it's just not enough. And so yeah. LinkedIn, again, they really want people to be thought leaders now. They yes. want people using their platform for content because it keeps people yes. on the platform.
Yes.
So the more often you post, the mm-hmm. more often it's going to be honored. I actually post about 3 to 4 times a day, at least yes. 6 times a week.
Yeah. I'm a bit more of a poster. And yeah. when we talk about content, does it matter whether it's a straight post, a video, a repost? What's the general idea around your posting strategy in terms of content, Tamer?
Content should always be original. I don't recommend yes. sharing other people's content or reposting. I don't even recommend sharing okay. articles of interest. If okay. anything, if an article was really, really interesting,
yes.
don't share it directly. Summarize it and give your uh-huh. own thought about it. And then yep. put the link to it in the comments and invite people to interact with you or check it out in the comments. Because if you put in an external link in your post,
yes. Yes.
LinkedIn does not like that because it's going right. to take people off of LinkedIn.
Okay.
Again, their goal is to keep you on their website as long as they can, which it should be every business's goal. Mm-hmm. But if yes. you put it in the comments, it kind of supersedes that. You can kind okay. of hack that. As far as videos used to be really, really high yeah. to get like organic traffic uh-huh. and interaction. But in recent months or the last year, it's gone down a bit. Okay. So Right now, what we're seeing really is posts and relevant hashtags help, especially if people want to trend. And the real trick is getting engagement within the first 30 to 60 minutes. So sometimes I'll have people send me their own post in a message. I don't always have time to respond, but sometimes people do that, or they'll do the at sign and tag people they think might be interested in the post or to invite them to engage. So there's little things you can do like that. But really within the first 60 minutes, if you can get some good engagement, LinkedIn will boost it to your second degree connections.
Okay.
And then if that gets interaction, after a time, you'll get boosted to third degree connections.
Okay.
So that's the
good.
Best thing to focus on. Yeah.
Okay. So that means it's getting to all of your connections, not just the first layer of your connections.
So yeah, more or less.
Yeah. Toma, when you talked about trending hashtags, where can you find what is trending at the moment, and more specifically, what is trending on LinkedIn for the day?
So LinkedIn on the homepage is great because it usually has some suggestions for you, especially if you're not already following hashtags.
Yes.
It'll recommend them for you.
It does.
So you can do that. You can do a search for them. And I would say, though, the best thing, especially if you want to trend, is not so much focus on, again, like what's popular for the day, because you can check that. It's on the homepage.
Yep.
The best thing to do is, if you're consistent with your content, if you're consistent with your hashtags, and you start to get some good engagement, chances are you're going to be trending in whatever hashtag you want. And it's happened to me several times.
Yes.
You can go to that specific hashtag as well. If you click on the hashtag, it creates an internal hyperlink.
Uh-huh.
And it'll take you to that subject. So it'll show you how many followers it has, what is actually trending for the day. So you can check out similar posts or be inspired by that. That's another thing you can do. And now what's interesting is, and I just recommend people stick to three hashtags in their post.
Okay.
Because now LinkedIn will actually take the first three hashtags you put in your post and put it as part of the URL. So what that does is it not only indexes you really well within LinkedIn, now that it's part of the URL, it's now indexed in Google and other search engines for those keywords. And that's a really great, simple, small SEO tool you can use for yourself, your company, your brand. Yeah.
So if I wanted to pick the hashtag Radio Tony, I should use that in every post that I do?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can encourage people to follow it, Tony. So for example, in your post, you can say something like at the bottom of your post, follow hashtag Radio Tony for more insights on everyday business.
Yeah.
And then that way you get a following and you can trend and you can really be indexed super, super well.
That is fantastic advice. I knew that you had to use hashtags, and I knew about the trending, but I didn't know about the three hashtags. That's wonderful information to know, and particularly for people who are listening today, and we are live streaming on LinkedIn as we speak. It's really good to know those little tips that you can do yourself. While we were talking about content development before, and you said about setting up and making sure that you post at least 12 times a month, can you schedule posting on LinkedIn?
Yes, you absolutely can. There's there's many different like auto posters. There's I think there's one called Social Pilot. There's one called Hootsuite, but I'll be honest, we don't use that at our company. We never use automation tools, even with posting, because again, the algorithm with Microsoft is so strong, and if they detect too much automation, you can risk getting your account flagged or even shut down.
Right.
So our team does it everything organically, and the way we plan to stay ahead is our content team creates all content 3 months ahead.
But then you organically and personally post it when it's time to post it.
Yes.
And talking about that posting strategy, are there better times related to better time zones, or is any time good, or what's your thoughts on that, Tamer?
It depends. It's not so much specifically a time. And again, like the algorithm is always, the algorithm changes every 3 months. So even if I tell you something now, it's going to be different 3 months.
Well, that just means you have to come back in 3 months' time. We have to have this chat.
Of course. But I will tell you, if, especially if you have an international audience, you want to think about the times where maybe they're commuting, so they'll be more on their phone, or it's a time where they're going to be more engaged, like maybe right after lunchtime, for example. So if you can think about those times for those particular time zone targets, then I would say like experiment for a month and see what kind of engagement you're getting. But it really depends on how many people you can get to engage with your content. And then it doesn't really matter about the time. It just matters that people are available. So if everyone's sleeping at midnight in your target time zone, don't post at that time, post at a different time.
Okay. In terms of what we were talking about before, live video. So just before COVID, it seemed like everyone was being encouraged to do live videos, but you're saying that it's not as engaging as an organic post that talks about content that might be relevant to different people. Do you think that will continue, that people are less likely to like the live video and much prefer to read an organic post?
I think it depends. And I think, again, it could change depending on whatever LinkedIn, whatever their results and their data tell them. You know, if they are seeing a rise or a jump in video, then I really think they're going to start boosting it. But I mean, I think for like LinkedIn Live, for example, I think that is still really valuable. And people especially will tune in depending on the subject, because it's almost kind of like a webinar. Whereas the short, like 1 minute videos people used to do that had super high engagement, there's the really low right now, the pre-recorded stuff. But I really believe it has a lot of value. And again, like you can use it as part of an integrated social media strategy with other platforms you're using, like Instagram or Facebook. But for sure right now, content, written content is the one that's dominating, and the catchier, shorter, more visual you can make your post, the better. And I really expect that engagement overall is going to go up sometime next month, and especially September when people get back into the office, back into the mindset of working. Because like I said, like everyone's kind of on holiday right now and checked out, and people have gone stir crazy being inside for so long. So I think they're really trying to enjoy, but I think there's going to come a time very soon in the next few weeks where we're going to be back working from home again and just staying inside.
It's not looking really fabulous in terms of virus numbers across the world. And so again, it's going to be really important that businesses are engaging on a digital platform, whatever that is. But again, LinkedIn is, if you're in business and you haven't got a presence on LinkedIn, the chances are you're going to be left behind, aren't you?
Yeah, it's true. And again, that's where we come back to this digital renaissance. I really believe people are still kind of clueless, not all of us, but some people are still pretty clueless about how the world has already changed. And so many people are waiting for someone to come in and fix their business and bring everything back to normal. And Tony, the truth is, it's never, that's right, it's never going to go back to normal. This is a new normal, and this is your time and opportunity to shift and pivot and take advantage of something like LinkedIn, which is free. Facebook is free. Instagram is free. Twitter is free. And it may not be like that for forever. So it's time for people to take advantage. especially on LinkedIn for companies and businesses.
Definitely.
You know, people don't want to hear from your company page. People don't want to hear from your logo.
They want to hear from you. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And this is the best time to do it.
Yeah. And it's that old, those old thoughts around people will connect or buy from you if they know, like, and trust you. So if you're the CEO of a company and you're wanting to engage with connections, clients, collaborate with other businesses, then you need to get on and post something. And there shouldn't be any fear around doing that when there's companies like Tamar's who can actually help you do that. So there shouldn't be a fear around posting or what to post or what content when you've got wonderful companies like Tamar who can help walk you through those steps and lead you in that process. And then you may want to do it yourself then once you have the information and knowledge. However, if you can afford to have someone else do it, by all means, do that.
Yes.
So does the content that you use on LinkedIn vary depending on the size of the business? So is your strategy for a small one person or two person business, does that vary greatly from a huge big corporation?
Actually, no. And it's probably surprising to hear that because it's more about what their value proposition is.
Yes.
So for example, a smaller company we work with is an architecture firm, but their posts are structured very similar to the multinational, multi-billion dollar company we work with. However, the content itself is different because the offers are different and there might be some different calls to action. So for example, the design company maybe wants more to grow their company page and have people look at their portfolio. The big company, the multinational company, wants to have people book a call with them because they're reaching out to really big businesses and brands, and they just want to start to have the conversation. So again, like it just really depends on what their offer is, but it's very similarly structured, and every post we put has a visual, at least one picture. We find that if you do put a picture, at least one, it's more eye-catching because most people are visual. It's more eye-catching than just putting a post itself.
Okay. Now, the other thing that I wanted to talk about before we run out of time is growing your platform. So I'd like to talk about the ways that people can grow their platform, i.e. grow their connections, and why that's valuable and important to do as a business owner.
Yes, very good. So I actually was speaking with someone yesterday on a Zoom call, and I told her, I was giving her some LinkedIn tips, and I said to her, why do you only still have 500 connections? Like, you have this great community of female entrepreneurs and you want them to get opportunities, but you're missing so many opportunities. And I think she was thinking more, it's like a, almost like a Facebook kind of thing. And she said, well, if they're not relevant to me or they're not relevant to my content, why would I connect? And I said to her, well, if you pay to go to a networking party, are you just going to go talk to one person? No, you're going to go talk to everyone. If you're really working the room, and just because, you know, for example, like if I go to a networking party and I meet a fashion designer, well, why would I assume that she might not add value to me?
Absolutely.
Because she might know a big CEO of a multinational company that could use my services, or she could be scaling at a rate that I have no idea and could actually need my services herself, or vice versa. Every person has value. So I was telling my friend this, I said, remember, everyone has value. LinkedIn is just a big networking party. You never know who you're going to connect with. And then when I showed her, I shared my screen and I showed her, look at my network. And every single person within the first three pages were all decision makers at huge companies. And I said, I may not talk to them all day long, However,
they're still there.
We can add value to each other, and maybe they will like my content. Maybe they can help boost it because they found it interesting or helpful. And once I showed her all those things, especially visually, she saw what she was missing. And she said, okay, now I get it. So what we do for part of our strategy at our company and for our clients is we found this sweet spot is between 40 to 60 connections you can add a day. Otherwise, LinkedIn gets a bit
iffy,
angry at you. It thinks that you're spamming.
Yeah.
And we always add a note. And it's very simple. You use the person's first name, if that's appropriate in your culture. And then you just say, I found your profile interesting. I would love to join your network and maybe collaborate in the future. And then you just sign your name and that's it. And just from that, we find that we get about a 90% acceptance rate.
Agreed.
And then you go from there. But it's something that you must be doing almost every day. And if you're not doing it, you're going to miss out on incredible opportunities and incredible people. I really have some incredible people.
Incredible connections. Like I've had conversations with wonderful people all over the world doing the most amazing things. And it's just a conversation, but we forget that humans are hardwired for connection. And that
That's
doesn't have to be connection face-to-face and in-person. That can be a connection on a digital platform like LinkedIn. Yeah. And it's not always about business. I've had amazing conversations about what's happening in particular countries, about families and loved ones, and it really is valuable. So I never approach it as what am I going to get out of it in terms of business. I approach it as what an amazing human will I meet today on LinkedIn? Yeah. And it always, always, always turns out like that when you approach it from connection to wonderful, valuable humans. And I have to say that some people have, when I've said that that's my process, that that's my daily process. My daily process is connecting on LinkedIn. And they're like, why would you do that? Isn't it all about business? I'm like, no, I've made some really wonderful personal friends, and we may never do business together, but gosh, they are amazing human beings. And I get excited when I see their posts on LinkedIn, and it becomes a wonderful thing, because when you see a post and you like it, and it may not be, you know, related to your business, but that encouragement from others will rejuvenate your soul. And I'm telling you, in these times, we need to be connected to people who will support and hold us up, and who will encourage us, and who will celebrate when we celebrate. And that's what it's about. And I've not had, I could probably count on half of one hand the number of people that have responded negatively to that. Hi, I'm Tony. I'm just expanding my network. I'd love you to be part of my network. Would you consider connecting? Bang, done. And I genuinely mean that. And again, there's been no, people get fearful, Tamar. They get scared about connecting to someone that they don't know, and they come from that scarcity and fear point where, oh my God, what if they're going to scare me? Well, don't go into it thinking like that. You have to go into it with the energy that you intend to get out of it. And that's simply connection to another human being, not what are they going to do for my business? What can I sell them? I want to connect to that human being. I want to know what makes them tick. I want to know what they do in business. And again, I would not have Tamar on this program if we hadn't connected on LinkedIn, had simple conversation about what Tamar does. And I've gone, oh, great. I need you to tell my connections and my listeners on Radio Tony just how powerful LinkedIn is. And the more conversations we have about, and help others to grow, because our combined success in business will drive the world forward.
Exactly.
A powerful thing to do. So Tamar, GeniusXL.agency is based in Shanghai, but
yep.
you work with corporations and businesses across the whole planet, yeah?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very multinational, so it
yes.
keeps it interesting for us.
Which leads us back to that whole conversation of the birth of digital renaissance and the power of being digitally connected across the planet. Because no longer should you be stopped by time zone or distance, because there's Zoom, there's Skype, and any of the other amazing platforms by which you can connect to people, LinkedIn being one of those. And so, Tamar, before we run out of time, you are thinking that LinkedIn will become a major player in the social media platforms of the future, yeah?
Oh, yes. I mean, especially this year, it already has.
Yes.
We have a close relationship with LinkedIn APAC and LinkedIn
yes.
China. So
yes.
they've shared some insights with us. And they also told us too, like,
yeah.
This has been an exciting year for them because so
yes.
many people started using LinkedIn more and more. But of
yeah.
course, too, you know, people were losing their jobs or trying to prospect
yes.
or whatever. So
yes.
they really saw this revival of people using
yeah.
LinkedIn. And again, because a lot of people are going to be working from home for the next
uh-huh.
several months,
yeah.
the rest of the year, maybe even into
maybe more.
Next year.
Yeah, yeah.
This is
know.
The best place to hang out on because, again, as you said, Tony, it's really well filtered on LinkedIn
yes.
because it's
yes.
so professional. The brand is so strong.
Yes.
We know exactly the value proposition. So if you're on LinkedIn just posting about your breakfast, you become a pariah to the community and people will not be paying attention
exactly.
to you.
That's for Facebook.
So it self filters. Whereas Facebook, well, I heard someone put it this way before.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, you are the product. So
yes.
you can do whatever you want and put whatever you want. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah.
But on LinkedIn has a product. It's their premium
yes.
products.
It
but
is.
Also there's a very, you know, a clear value that it's for professionals by
yes.
professionals
yes.
and that what is posted on LinkedIn and gets the best engagement are things that are professional, even if it's something
absolutely.
Inspirational or news,
yes.
it's
yes.
still professional and how it relates
yes.
to us. And for business owners, especially, or entrepreneurs or executives, these are things
yes.
that we need and that we want and that we are looking for. So that's why I really think LinkedIn especially is going to be such a major key player in this digital renaissance era that we're now entering.
I agree with you. I think it is a powerful platform. Do you think that it will get to the levels that Facebook has? Because I don't know, it's so much better. Do you think that we will actually see it rise and rise and rise?
I'm not really sure, to be honest. I think
yeah.
Facebook in and of itself is so unique because the idea
yes.
was just really to connect
mm-hmm.
people and people find
yes.
their tribe, so to say,
yeah.
on Facebook, and groups are super active still on Facebook,
yes.
whereas LinkedIn, not yes. so much.
Mm-hmm.
And Facebook had like the live feature, stories,
yes.
Same
yes.
with Instagram way before LinkedIn did. LinkedIn just
yeah.
rolled that out. Like this year.
Not long ago.
But I will say I do expect at least the user base of LinkedIn to really jump up more.
Yes.
And I think there's something very unique that LinkedIn has, like with LinkedIn Learning, where they
yes.
have a lot of resources for career.
Yes.
So depending
yes.
on how people shift in the future for that, I do see it jumping exponentially. And it could
yeah.
come to a point where people really become like key opinion leaders on
yes.
LinkedIn and they'll
yes.
be paid
yes.
for it, similar
yes.
to Facebook and Instagram. But
okay.
I think it's going to take a bit of time.
A little while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing when we're speaking about jobs and job loss, is to remind people that LinkedIn is one of the places where you can find a job.
Yes.
Good jobs, great jobs,
yes.
and lots of them. You'll find them on LinkedIn. In either a traditional call out for a job or just connecting to people.
Correct. Correct. And it's really, it's all about who you know, right? Like your network is your net worth. And almost every job I've gotten is because I knew someone.
Even in
China, like the opportunities I had was because I knew someone, because I was in digital publishing for a while.
Yes.
And then just even like the community I was running here and how I met my business partner was because of people we knew and a mutual interest. So it's the same with LinkedIn, like definitely grow your network, and lots of people who are hiring are also posting about it. I know Salesforce, for example, is hiring right now because 6% of the LinkedIn employees got laid off, unfortunately, and they were posting about opportunities for so many people. So use LinkedIn, like, to, again, take advantage.
Absolutely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are. Use it to your advantage, and you're going to find some amazing opportunities on this platform.
Tamar, before we run out of time, how big can you grow your connections?
You can have 30,000 first degree connections, but followers, I think, is almost unlimited. I follow some people who have 2 million followers.
Okay.
So once you get to that 30,000 connection threshold, your button changes to follow, or you can change it to follow and get people to follow you.
Follow you.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's good to know. And that's first degree. That doesn't count second degree, or it just counts first degree connections?
Followers can be any degree of connection.
Yes.
So you can get as many followers as you want. 30,000 is only for the first degree connections.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So it's been a wonderful conversation to have with you today, Tamar.
Thank you.
I'm really glad that you agreed to come on Radio Tony Everyday Business with me and to tell us of all about the wonderful things that LinkedIn can do for business. And I really wish you all the best in Shanghai. Stay safe over there.
Thank you. Thank you.
I know you will, but... Stay safe and continue doing your amazing work. And Tamar's agency is called Genius, GENRUSENCEL.agency. Once again, that's GENRUSENCEL.agency, AGENCY. And Tamar has a team of people that can help you get your LinkedIn profile organized, help you with connecting and marketing and lead generation. And finally, just letting you know that LinkedIn is a powerhouse for businesses to consider as their major and even only social media platform. So Tamar, thank you very much for coming on Radio Tony today. That's our lot for this week. We are at time, and thank you everyone. Join me next week on Radio Tony Everyday Business for another exciting interview. And Tamar, stay safe and bye for now.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for watching and listening to Tony TV. For more inspirational stories, join us next week. Bye for now.